You must give thy father's axe to her. Tim fumbled in his belt, brought the hand axe from it, and placed it beside her on the bed. She looked at it and saw it, a thing still marvelous to both of them, then touched the handle, which had been worn smooth by long years and much use. She raised her face to him questioningly. Tim could only shake his head, smiling. The man who gave me the drops told me to give it to you. That's all I know. Who, Tim? What man? That's a long story, and one that would go better with some breakfast. Eggs, she said, starting to rise. At least a dozen, and the pork side from the coal pantry. Still smiling, Tim gripped her shoulders and pushed her gently back to the pillow. I can scramble eggs and fry meat. I'll even bring it to you. A thought occurred to him. Si Smack can eat with us. It's a wonder all the shouting didn't wake her. She came when the wind began to blow and was up all through the storm feeding the fire, Nell said. We thought the house would blow over, but it stood. She must be so tired. Wake her, Tim, but be gentle about it. Tim kissed his mother's cheek again and left the room. The widow slept on in the dead man's chair by the fire, her chin upon her breast, too tired even to snore. Tim shook her gently by the shoulder. Her head jiggled and rolled, then fell back to its original position. Filled with a horrid certainty, Tim went around to the front of the chair. What he saw stole the strength from his legs, and he collapsed to his knees. Her veil had been torn away. The ruin of a face once beautiful hung slack and dead. Her one remaining eye stared blankly at Tim. The bosom of her black dress was rusty with dried blood, for her throat had been cut from ear to ear. He drew in breath to scream, but was unable to let it out, for strong hands had closed around his throat.